Welcome to Automation Chat News, a production of the Journal from Rockwell Automation and our partner network magazine, where I review the latest news in industrial automation manufacturing. I'm your host, Teresa Hauck, executive editor. Before I dive in, it's time for our family-friendly, silly joke of the day. I'm joining a secret society of electrical engineers. They asked me to step into a large coil with a battery attached. This is their current induction process. So let's get into the news. First up is a new in-depth cybersecurity report released from Dragos Incorporated, which is a Rockwell Automation technology partner. It's the sixth annual Dragos OT Cybersecurity Year in Review, and it's a comprehensive look at cyber threats facing industrial organizations, the cyber attackers' techniques for attacking, and what manufacturers can do to mitigate those threats. It assesses OT common vulnerabilities and exposures and analyzes the tactics cyber attackers use. The report also names the emergence of three new threat groups, such as Voltzeit, linked to Volt Typhoon. The study also reveals an eye-opening fact that should alert every manufacturer and producer. Ransomware continues to be the most reported cyber threat among industrial organizations, with a nearly 50% increase in reported incidents. 50%. 2023 also saw the first time a hacktivist group achieved stage 2 of the industrial control system cyber kill chain. Now, this report is so valuable that we're writing an article about it for our July print magazine. You can download the full report now with the link in this episode's description, and you can also subscribe to the journal to see our article in the July issue. In other news, you can also learn what's really going on in industrial cybersecurity by downloading a valuable white paper from Fortinet, a renowned international firm driving the evolution of cybersecurity and the convergence of networking and security. It's a paper called A Solution Guide to Operational Technology Cybersecurity, and it's an in-depth educational resource that explores how IT and OT are different yet increasingly interconnected. It provides case studies about real cyber attacks, some that were in the news and some that weren't, and includes how their networks were penetrated, the effects the attacks had, and how the companies could have protected themselves better. It also describes ways to address increased security risks that come from that increased IT-OT integration. And it reviews key cybersecurity regulations, standards, and best practices. It shares key lessons that can help all industrial firms. There's a lot of info in this paper, and that's why I wanted to make sure you know about it. You can download it from the link in our episode description. And it's such a good paper that it's also the basis for our cover story in our upcoming May print issue, so be sure to subscribe. Now I want to talk about companies doing some exciting projects. For example, Ready Robotics, a provider of operating systems for automation and robotics, recently announced its collaboration with Toyota Motor Corporation and NVIDIA. Toyota will use Ready Forge OS in tandem with NVIDIA Isaac Sim, which is a robotic simulator developed on NVIDIA Omniverse, to build a simulated robotic programming environment for its aluminum hot forging production lines. Both Ready Robotics and NVIDIA are technology partners in the Rockwell Automation Partner Network program. So this collaboration is expected to change how robotic automation is programmed and deployed with greater efficiency, usability, and safety. And it opens the opportunity for production data to be captured from automation systems for use in process monitoring and improvement. It will enhance safety and efficiency in Toyota's manufacturing process. And by integrating NVIDIA Isaac Sim with Forge OS, which is Ready Robotics' industrial OS for robotics and automation, programming can be accomplished seamlessly in a simulated environment, eliminating the risks associated with hot parts. I had a chance to talk to Dr. Cal Guerin, Chief Innovation Officer and founder of Ready Robotics, about the significance of this collaboration, and here's what he had to say.
Absolutely. So we've been working with NVIDIA for almost 3 years. They're sort of one of the global leaders in graphics and simulation technology, and we've been using one of their products called Omniverse, looking at how to make very hyper-realistic simulations of factory automation cells that then with our software, you can program in that simulation and then transfer that program directly to the real cell, because Forge works both in simulation and on the real cell itself. So that's something we've been working on for a while with them. We announced that work last year. And after that, we had a lot of interest from a lot of different companies who are interested in having this sort of sim to real workflow where they can build and maintain lots of these automation simulations and then very quickly push those programs that they build in simulation to the real world and then get feedback back, right? There's a backwards part of that too, where they get the data back and they can see how things are running. The way that we got engaged with Toyota is they actually reached out to us through one of their partners, a company called SCSK, which is an NVIDIA technology partner, because Toyota was very interested in having this sort of closed loop experience around simulation. There are other products that you can simulate industrial robots with, but none of them allow this exact same experience of programming in the same language, in the same software, in simulation, back to the real world. And then looking and analyzing the data from that in the same simulation to make sure, hey, is this working properly? So they found us. When we talked to their leadership initially, they said, look, we've looked at every company that's out there, and you guys are the only ones that really enabled this full feedback loop of building and simulation and then pulling the data out to make it better, right? Because we want ultimately our products to work better and our automation cells to improve over time. The other interesting thing about Toyota is they're in the aluminum forging space. So this is their automotive group that does a lot of suspension components and things like that. So it's a lot of high temperature aluminum forging, big scary machines and, you know, flaming hot metal all the time, right? Programming robots in that situation is extremely difficult because the parts are cooling down while you're trying to like get it to, you know, fit into the machine. It's a nightmare. So being able to do all of that in simulation when you're not dealing with hot parts, where you're not dealing with scary machines, that was something they were very interested in from a safety perspective. Not that anything that they were doing was unsafe, but really just removing the operators from that situation entirely so that they could, again, at the comfort of their, you know, laptop, sit there and build out these systems at their leisure. And then once they're ready, push them to production, do some quick tests, and then off they're running. So that was really the motivation behind that partnership.
Another interesting aspect of this collaboration is that the Isaac Sim and the Forge OS programs can be transferred into the live production work cell, removing the necessity for programming in the physical installation itself and reducing the concern for safety around hot parts. Forge OS also can relay real-time production data from the cell on the factory floor back to the original NVIDIA Isaac Sim simulation, forming a digital twin of the live cell and enabling visualizations of its current state. When I talked to Dr. Guerin, I noted that digital twins have been around for a long time and asked what was different about this.
So digital twins are a component of it. My definition of a digital twin is a simulation that is showing you what a real system is doing in real time. There's lots of definitions, but that's my definition. We go beyond that because we actually give you the ability to use our software, Forge OS, to program the simulation itself. So you literally are sitting there with your computer, you've got your simulation in one window, you've got Forge in the other window. You can press the buttons in Forge exactly as if you were standing next to the real robot, but it's the simulated robot that moves. It's the simulated robot that picks up the part. Once you're happy with that, you can then use Forge to send that program that you built to the Forge OS system that's controlling the real robot. So when you walk out onto the factory floor, it's the same software, the same interface. You're just holding a pendant now instead of looking at your laptop. So that consistency of experience is something that you don't see anywhere else. And that sort of one click sending it from sim to the actual production cell is also something that's very unique. Once you have that working and the real cell is running, then you can take our software and flip it into the actual digital twin mode, where now instead of programming it sort of locally, you're just listening to data from the real system and viewing that in real time on your simulation. And then you can even compare it to the simulated runs. You can do recordings and motions and see all of the different things that might be different about what's going on in the real cell and versus the simulated cell. So it gives you that whole feedback loop. And it also allows you to capture if anything changes in the factory, because let's say something moves slightly and somebody reprograms a couple of waypoints so that the robot moves slightly differently. You don't lose that. You can literally transfer it back and now update your simulation so that it's identical to the real world.
Okay. In other news, Rockwell Automation is building a hydroponic farm within its Milwaukee headquarters. The company is collaborating with the Green Bay-based agriculture technology startup Fork Farms for the construction and operation of a 7,300 square foot hydroponic vertical farm. Clock Tower Farms, named in recognition of the Allen Bradley four-sided clock that sits atop the company's headquarters, will produce 540,000 plants and 149,000 pounds of food, equivalent to 3 acres of traditional farmland. Fork Farms will provide the technology used within the facility, including highly localized HVAC power, dehumidification, and water handling, while Rockwell will provide the technologies to monitor and automatically adjust each crop's nutrient, pH, and water levels. Another firm making inroads in sustainability success is Avid Solutions, a Gold Rockwell Automation System Integrator partner specializing in process automation. The firm is marking significant growth in green hydrogen and decarbonization and is expanding as Rockwell Automation's preferred green hydrogen delivery partner. Avid Solutions announced significant growth in demand for the company's decarbonization and green hydrogen services. To meet the increasing interest in sustainable energy products, the company has expanded its team by 35 members in the past year. Avid has also supported projects across various sectors, including electrolyzer OEMs, green hydrogen liquefaction licensors, and compressor OEMs. Its engineers are involved in several ongoing projects, like an initiative in Texas for delivering 45 tons of green hydrogen per day. These projects have led to record revenue and significant growth in the company's Texas and Georgia offices, and the Brazilian team has doubled in size to meet the needs of clients in the sustainability sector. Now, in acquisition news, Rockwell Automation has completed its acquisition of Verve Industrial Protection to expand the company's cybersecurity offerings. Verve is an asset inventory system and vulnerability management solution. It will integrate information into a single pane of glass to help customers manage and prioritize risk across the company and companies in Rockwell's Partner Network program. Now let's switch gears and look at some prestigious awards. Continuing what's turning out to be a cybersecurity theme in our news report this month, Aria Cybersecurity Solutions has won a 2024 Globee Award for Cybersecurity. The company's AZT Protect solution for safeguarding OT environments was named a silver winner in the Operational Technology Security category. This AI-powered solution is being deployed in critical application environments like manufacturing, pharmaceuticals, energy, and utilities. It protects OT environments by automatically identifying and blocking attacks before they cause harm. Aria Cybersecurity Solutions is a Rockwell Automation technology partner. And congratulations to Rockwell Automation technology partner Fortinet, a global cybersecurity firm supporting the convergence of networking and security. In April, the firm received two 2024 Google Cloud Technology Partner of the Year awards for security in the application and infrastructure categories. The awards are bestowed in recognition for providing consistent, advanced enterprise security for customers with Google Cloud-based environments. For the application security category, the company was honored for its FortiWeb and FortiDevSec programs. And for the infrastructure security category, the firm was honored for its FortiGate VM. All three programs work alongside Google Cloud and the included tools. Fortinet has a long-standing partnership with Google Cloud and the security services provided through the Fortinet Open Ecosystem. So that's it for this month's edition of Automation Chat News. Thank you for listening, and I hope you enjoyed this episode. We'd appreciate it if you'd give us a 5-star rating and a review. I'm Teresa Hauck, and we'll chat again soon.